lot going on. Major New York Knicks news, a Yankee lineup change, but first, a Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Tommy.
With Kevin and Tiki on the Fan.
All right, Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. All right, so today's Cinco de Fivo is the five most productive Yankee or Met hitters right now.
All right, go ahead. All right,
here we go.
Number five.
Ben Rice. Rice, baby. The Yankee cleanup hitter. I haven't seen the lineup for tonight, but he's been the cleanup hitter. And since this is a sort of Carton and Roberts reunion, Big Mac, if I had told you back in March that Ben Rice would be your cleanup hitter in July, what would you have said?
I would have been flabbergasted.
He would have said, quote, we're screwed.
Right. I would have said we're screwed.
Number four.
Number four, Mark Vientos. Rock star. The brightest young talent going right now. Just been unbelievable, amazing, being a key cog in the Mets, you know,
left
turnaround here.
For dead by many a Met fan, and now the star third baseman of the New York Mets.
Also left,
number three.
Left for dead by Billy Epper. Number three, Francisco Alvarez, Big Al, hitting 360 over the last month. And not only what he does with the stick, but also behind the dish, the rotation, the ERA when he's behind the plate is just sensational. He's the leader of the team at 22.
Except the first catcher to catch a shutout was not him, Luis Torrens.
Number two.
All right, so one and two were super tight. You could flip a coin, but I went number two, Brandon Nimmo.
Brandon. He's been awesome. The most clutch player in the sport, it seems, with some of the big hits he's gotten.
Yep. Wasn't selected to the All-Star team, and he took it personally.
Number one.
Number one, of course. A guy that has put himself into the MVP conversation. The shortstop for the New York Mets, Francisco Lindor.
So only Ben Rice represents the Yankees.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
let me check my list. Here.
He gives Alvarez the stats for the last month as an example of why he's on the list. Yeah, Judge has dominated the game of baseball for a month, and he's off the list.
Judge is had a bad week.
So he's off the list. What's Alvarez doing the last 4 days?
Counting something over there?
No, I was just saying right now, Big Mac.
Oh, right.
Well, I understand that, but when you said right now, you gave me Alvarez's stats for a month.
Well, here's the good news. Right now, we have major New York Knicks breaking news. Jalen Brunson has done something that is going to make him the king. If he isn't the king already. Well, now, we declared a few months ago that he is the king of New York City. That is something that I had learned that the mayor's office was doing. This may have secured it for anybody on the fence. Jalen Brunson has agreed, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, on a brand new max contract. It is a four-year, $156 million deal. And the reason why this is such a big deal is, A, Jalen Brunson's back. Yep. It's not a four-year deal. He is taking $113 million less in guaranteed money than if he waited a full year and opted out. Here are the numbers just so you can understand what Jalen Brunson has just did. And this is done. This is no more speculation, no more he may. He's doing it, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. In 25-26... on this extension, he'll make $34.9 million. If he had waited, he would have made $46 million. That's $11.5 million less. In 2027, he's now due to make $37 million. Under an extension, if he waited, he would have made $50 million. Again, $12.5 million less. In 2028, he is going to make $40 million. He would have made $53.8 million. And then finally, and this one doesn't matter because it's a player option, and I can promise you he will opt out of said player option, but he would be due to make $43 million, while under a contract extension, if he waited, would have been $57 million. So here are the facts on this. Jalen Brunson should be lauded. Let's start with that.
Yeah.
Anything I'm about to say, which you may be offended by, understand Jalen Brunson should be lauded. He didn't have to do this. And he did it, and he saves the New York Knicks a significant amount of money over the next 3 years, and there is no negative to that. I'll make that clear. There's no negative. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm not sure what's about to come.
Because I'm about to tell you some more information,
okay,
which is out there. This is not me making anything up.
Okay.
Jalen Brunson is doing this, I think, for two reasons.
All right.
Number one, he could afford to. Actually, that's part of number one. He could afford to, and because it's good for the Knicks. And it is good for the Knicks.
Right.
He's saving the Knicks considerable money to continue to build around this roster that he's helped formulate. It is all good. The second reason he's doing it is that he has an ability to opt out in 28-29. And Leon Rose will then give him, since Jalen Brunson will have had 10 years in the league,
right,
a max extension that will pay him $323 million over 4 years. So this is a long-term, awesome move for Brunson,
right,
because it allows him, in the prime of his career, assuming nothing crazy happens, to play out the next three seasons, really four seasons,
right,
opt out, and then sign an even more magnificent contract. So long run, it's going to help him financially, but that's a part of what also benefits him.
Yeah.
Again, there's nothing bad with that. I don't think you should have taken anything I said as a negative.
No.
Because what it does is it saves the Knicks considerable money over the next 3 years, and that's important.
Yeah, he turned down $113 million?
He is basically turning down in the short term over the next 4 years, $113 million.
I understand what you're saying, that in theory he's playing the long game. Anything can happen over the course of 4 years.
100%.
The idea that he is willing right now to not bet on himself for 1 year, coming off an MVP type season, we say it, but you know, an unbelievable year where he's the toast of the town and he could get anything he wants. The idea he's giving that up, you want to say it's partially for a long game? Fine, maybe. This is nobody. You want to call him the king of the city? Nobody gets this town better than Jalen Brunson. And nobody has, you want to talk about endearing yourself to the fan base? I can't think of another way to endear yourself to a fan base than to literally say, winning is more important. I'm going to turn down $100 million to give my team the best chance for victory. It's unbelievable.
Derek Jeter wouldn't do it.
No, Derek Jeter would not do it.
Mariano Rivera wouldn't.
Nope.
Nobody would.
No, I mean, I guess Tom Brady has.
Yeah,
right? I mean, that's about it.
And by the way, what Jalen's doing by recouping the money potentially in 4 or 5 years is also something else that's pretty cool. He's showing a great confidence in himself.
No doubt.
Because there's no guarantee. Like, Leon's a great guy. Leon Rose, that is. But just because Jalen Brunson would qualify for a 5-year, $400 million deal in 2029 doesn't mean he'd get it. I'll give you a great example of that. James Harden. James Harden thought, me and Daryl Morey are buddies. I'm going to get my max extension. Well, then James Harden started to disintegrate, and Daryl Morey said, I'm not giving you that.
Right.
So it is very gutsy and sort of is betting on yourself in a lot of ways. Because while Jalen can recoup the money someday, there's a risk to it.
Yeah, of course.
Like, there's a major risk. So there is no negative. You are right. It's a guy that not only understands the city, he understands the new CBA and understands how much this benefits the Knicks, which benefits him.
No doubt.
Knicks have a better chance of winning a championship and continuing to build towards a championship by Jalen Brunson doing what he's done today.
Yeah, and I think that's the only way I'm going to look at it. I understand your point, and maybe that's it. But for me today, as we watched what we saw at the end of the year, and we saw him carry a team that was decimated by injuries today, I'm not focused on the idea that maybe in the back of his mind he's thinking about $300 million 4 or 5 years down the road. Today, Jalen Brunson just did something so that he can win a championship in New York, and he's prioritized winning over money. And that is, nothing will get you more endeared to the fans than prioritizing winning over money.
It was interesting. As this rumor started, Fred Katz started reporting into The Athletic a couple of months ago. Hey, there's a possibility Jalen would do this.
Yeah.
And he's eligible for the extension on July 12th, which is today. This could happen. I started trying to do research. Like, all right, let me think about this. Like, what is he thinking? What has Jalen said in the past? And Jalen Brunson was interesting. I think it was a few years ago. He did an interview. Actually, I think it was recently. He did an interview with Taylor Rooks and was talking about the Mavericks and his time with Dallas and when they offered him an extension. And at one point, he was like, I want to take it because I don't know what tomorrow holds. Like, give me the guaranteed years. And so I thought, okay, maybe he's thinking to himself, I don't want to risk playing for another year because you don't know what's going to happen. If you're giving me a 4-year extension right now, I'm going to take it. Even if the extension I get next year would be significantly more. Like, there also could be that part of you that says, I don't want to risk that.
Right.
Now, Jalen Brunson has played so well, is so beloved in this city that even if he did have some kind of like crazy injury this year,
he probably still gets the extension. It would have to be devastating. It would have to be a real career-threatening injury. Like, even, I get your point because he just watched, you know, he just watched Randall go down. He just, like, anything could happen. He broke his hand in the last game of the year. So, I mean, anything could theoretically happen. So it's eliminating the fear of the 1 year. But you're right. I agree with you completely. He has done enough and shown his game to a certain level where, I mean, you're talking about, I mean, he would have to have a debilitating injury.
Right. He would get it anyway.
He would get it anyway. Look, so, I don't view this as much of a risk. This is straight up, I want to win. Like, that's how I take it. I take it as he's just like, I want to win, and I understand the realities of the NBA, and I could wait a year and make more money, or I can go and realize that if I do win, and how special it would be here for this fan base, for this city. And we talk about the king of the town, you like to mention. The real reason is because no team, right, connects the city. No team is beloved by everyone the way the Knicks
are. Well, they're not beloved by everybody.
Say it louder, Big Mac. Say it louder for the people there.
I mean, they're beloved by a lot of people, but not everybody.
No.
Everybody's not true. It's a lot of people.
Listen, I'm a Yankee fan, and you know, I think Aaron Judge, it's, pardon me, the Brian Cashman shill, and it gets a little riled up when it's like, well, I mean, Judge is the best player in the whole sport, and he's the king of the city, but let's be honest, no team unites the entire city the way the Knicks do.
Well, I think the other thing that connects Jalen to New York City, and the reason why he is the king,
right,
and the reason why I would even argue with you, even if he doesn't win an NBA title, yeah, I think he's going to go down in Knick history as a beloved figure.
Oh, yeah.
Is because he's turned this franchise around. Now, right, granted, they had a little bit of success before he got here with Tom Thibodeau, with Julius Randle, don't get me wrong, but he has been the star,
yeah,
that every Knick fan dreamed of, that every Knick fan waited for.
Right.
And it's so funny how sometimes it happens with the guy you least expect.
Right.
It happens in a free agent signing that was actually bemoaned by our very own Tommy Lugauer. I remember him. Do you want me to show you the old tweet?
Yeah.
Have you deleted that yet, or have you kept it up?
No, I don't. You know what, Evan?
Well, I'm just asking you a question. Have you deleted it, or have you kept it up?
I have not deleted it. Oh, I thought a lot higher of you. I shouldn't, because you're using a day here, which is a great day for the Knicks. Jalen Brunson, superstar, megastar, gets it. Unlike since Jeter, he gets it. That's how much he gets.
By the way,
and you're using this time to besmirch me.
I've been told that the tweet has been deleted. That Tommy Lugauer rid himself of a tweet, and I wasn't doing it to besmirch you. It was more to make a point that Jalen Brunson's signing was not met with fanfare. So don't take it as an insult. It was met with either, hey, that's a nice little move, or it was met with, this is so Knicks and stupid, which I thought was crazy.
Right.
So that's my overall point, that sometimes the star you've been waiting for comes when you least expect it. I'm a little disappointed that he deleted his Jalen Brunson
online. Evan has no class. He's a schmuck. He's a leader of the coalition. I am going to attack you.
Luckily, I took a picture of it, so I'll find it for you at some point.
I'm sure,
but why would you delete it? Very disappointing.
What are you, a hole monitor? You took a picture of it? Get a life.
Well, no, because I do a segment on the radio. Like, we work hard. We keep things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why you tweeted it out after every Nick
Hold
victory.
Hold on a second.
As you wallow in your net misery. That's what this is about.
Our waitress just said, I'm hotter than Tony Romo. She clearly is fishing for a tip. That was me. That was an old tweet by me.
Really?
Yeah.
She needs to get her eyes checked.
But I'm a loser.
Exactly.
I keep all the old tweets that we use and post it and toast it. All right, hold on a second. Electoral College is flawed.
Tony Romo, where were you?
I don't even remember.
You're in Dallas?
I got to find this old tweet.
The Knicks are rolling extremely dude heavy.
No,
positive
very,
Tommy.
And listen, I agree.
Very dude heavy.
Listen, the fanfare was met with, as far as I remember it, it was, okay, at least we have a point guard, a position we've been dead for years with, but it's not a championship move. It's not a move that clearly makes them better and gives them a chance to win a championship, because he definitely wasn't a one, and I think people thought maybe he's not even a two. That's the third best piece on a championship team.
I can't believe I can't find this. This is so disappointing. I need this tweet so badly.
It's okay.
I need it injected into my veins.
You're a sad, pathetic human. Yeah. That's what you are. No, you are.
It's a body.
All you
I wasn't even speaking.
Mac, all Evan has this basketball season. This is what Evan has this basketball season. All Evan has, after having three superstar players and failing the biggest disgrace in the history of sports was what the Nets were.
Yeah.
All Evan has this basketball season is trying to drag me, the future, down with his dopey tweet I had about Jalen Brunson 5 years ago and watching a kid from Duke Saturday at 8 o'clock at night. That's all he's got.
I'm still looking for it. I'll find it at some point, but it was a great addition to Post It and Toast It. Do you like that segment, Big Mac?
I do. No? Yeah, I like it.
Sometimes you're involved in it.
Am I? I don't think so.
Yeah, once in a while. We mentioned.
Have you got me in? When Twitter first came around, I didn't have any old tweets or anything, so I'm surprised if you found it.
This is a Garrett Cole, Igor Shesterkin, Joe Judge kind of town. Who do you think said that one? It's all fine until you get to Joe Judge. That's the best part.
Marash.
Wow, you nailed that one. That was pretty good.
There you go. Boom.
Yeah. I think Loogie broke into my phone and deleted the tweet.
Wow.
I think he was so bothered by it. Well, we did a whole segment on it.
Are you sure you remember that correctly?
It's all gone. Did you break into my phone, Lugie? It's okay. I will not press any charges against you. I would actually commend you and say that's pretty impressive.
It's badass.
Whatever measures we're taking, as you know, I'm the lead dude, the lead dog, and you're the head of the coalition. The one team that unites the city, whatever they had to do to shut you up and silence you, like I've been saying for years, will be done, pal.
I definitely tweeted it so I could go back to my old tweets and find it, because I got to find that. Like, basically, he said this is typical Knicks for signing Jalen.
No, I understand. He wasn't alone.
Yeah.
He wasn't alone in that sentiment.
And I don't
know. And to watch the guy blossom while he's, you know, with us, to go from, you know, what we thought, which again, for me, was, okay, that's probably the best point guard we've had in a while, but not good enough to really make you feel like we're on the path to a championship. And for him to that, for that guy to blossom into what we've seen, I can't remember. I mean, I know Judge did it immediately, but like, to be a free agent with no expectations to suddenly become the leader of the franchise and one of the best players, since, if not the best player since Patrick Ewing, and one of the best players in the league.
Amazing.
Amazing. I mean, I don't know if any other team gets that kind of distinction. Not a draft pick, not a, you know, this is a free agent signing who was not really well thought of and then blossomed to be a stud. It's very hard to think of even other guys.
Yes. No, it is a win-win, and it is another exciting moment in what's been a very fun offseason if you're a Knicks fan.
Unbelievable.
First, the shocking trade from Mikal Bridges.
Yep.
And now you get Jalen Brunson back on what is a team-friendly deal over the next 4 years. And to give you specifics on how much cap room they actually save, like each year that contract saves the Knicks about $11 million per season.
I mean, this guy, I mean,
that's awesome.
Unbelievable. Here's, I mean, Brunson is a blessing. I mean, it's unbelievable.
In 2026, it saves the Knicks $11.45 million.
Yeah.
In 27, it saves them $12.3 million. And in 28, it saves them $13 million. It keeps them under the second apron,
right,
which allows them more flexibility to continue to add pieces. So, an absolute no-brainer. Yep. Let's get back to your calls. There's also a major Yankee lineup change we'll discuss. Scott is calling from Hamilton. How you doing today, Scott?
What's going on, Evan?
What's up, man?
What's up, Scott?
Not much. Hey, C-Mac, what's going on, Tommy? Hey, Evan, I got a quick question before I get into my Brunson thing.
Yes.
Do you think if President Biden steps down from going into the presidential race, that his Vice President Trump will do well against President Trump?
That'd be some race. I wonder who wins between Vice President Trump and former President Trump.
Evan, I mean, he's lost his mind on that. But listen, I just, you know, I was talking to Tommy before the announcement came out. But this is hands down the most unselfish player in New York sports history.
Yeah.
To take this, and this is what everybody's wanted out of a New York player. Yeah. And he is literally the king of New York. No questions asked. He's higher up than, hey, I'm a diehard Rangers fan. He's much higher now than Lundqvist ever was.
Wow.
But what he did to put the team first.
Yeah.
Sorry. To put a team first, to care about winning over how much money he's going to make, you don't see that anymore.
No, you don't. And I think what makes it so easy for him is that he's set for life. He's got generations that are set for life.
Right.
He can make that money back. And I'm not saying that to put it down. I'm saying that a lot of athletes could do this.
No, no doubt.
Like, you can do this if you're a professional athlete. Now, in fairness, it's not the same, and you could argue he shouldn't do it. Aaron Judge did take less money to remain with the New York Yankees.
Correct.
But I think because the number is so significant, it's over $100 million, and he could have gotten this money if he just waited a year.
Right.
I think that's where it jumps out at you.
No,
by the
way,
I have found it.
Okay.
I have found the tweet. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm gonna show it to you, and then you can read it to the audience.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
This is pathetic, embarrassing, your lowest moment in the history
of
the station.
First of all, why are you so offended? Like, it's okay to have a bad opinion.
Because
that's a part of sports talk radio, bro.
I understand his point. His point is he's the future, he's the leader, all that stuff.
Yeah, but Mike Francesa was the leader around here. He got a lot of stuff wrong. In fact, he made a cottage industry out of being wrong.
I know, but to point it out on the moment where we're celebrating.
He must have besmirched me.
Yeah, you're trying to take him down right as the height.
I'd like you to read that tweet for me. Give me the date and everything.
Okay, this was tweeted by Tommy Lugauer, handle at Tommy Lugauer.
Mm-hmm.
This was tweeted on the evening of June 23rd, 2022 from Earth at 9:46 p.m. And at the time of this photo, 15 people liked it.
Times have changed.
Yeah, times certainly have. Look at you. I mean, I was in Awful Announcer.
Can you
the
just
other
read
day
the
too.
Damn
nobody's,
tweet?
Nobody's wanting to give me any credit, but okay.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it? The video where I almost quit? Yeah, you know, I stole Sal's act. You know,
you stole Sal's act?
Yeah, I steal your Yankee takes. I walk out like Sal. I mean, this is what I'm doing.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Jalen Brunson is a good player. He is not a great. This would be typical Knicks. Never ends.
Hey, listen, man, it happens. I mean, I got a lot of those, too, so don't be embarrassed.
No, it's okay, Evan. It's okay, Evan, because I'm glad you played Celine Dion there from Titanic, because I have a line from Titanic, Evan. I know, Big Mac, you love Titanic.
Yes. I have a major problem with Titanic. We're good.
I could argue that for an hour. Evan,
yes.
Much like it was said in Titanic by Billy Zane, I always win, Jack. So you think you got me right now? You think you've won the battle? I will win the war. The coalition of Nick haters that you lead will be silenced.
Well, a couple of things. I don't mind when you
are. You're
or
tweeting
even
it out
I,
right now. You're an ass.
I am tweeting.
You are such a low life. It's embarrassing, really, seriously.
Well,
Knicks are winning the finals. They are winning the chip this year.
It has been posted, ladies and gentlemen. A couple things. I don't mind being wrong. So that's where, like, we're different. And it's not that I'm honored to be wrong. I'm okay with being wrong. And I'm okay with explaining, okay, here I was wrong. Here's what I thought about it. Because you don't have to find the old tweet. I'll do it for you. I supported the Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce trade. Right? Like, that's horrible. That's so dumb.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like, I don't hide from it. So what I'm surprised about is why this bothers you so much.
Well, I'll tell you why, Evan. Because when you tweet it out there to all the minions and lackeys that follow you, the 14 Net fans in your ivory tower, I don't have a chance to defend myself.
Of course you can.
How so?
You can respond to the tweet by saying, here's what I thought at the time. You can even make a video.
I don't feel like fighting with all the people on Twitter.
Tommy, seriously.
What else is Twitter for?
You're not fighting with anybody. Most Knicks fans, they may not admit it. And here's why I will give you credit, even though he's so mad right now. I looked up everybody who works here. Every single person. What did they tweet about Jalen Brunson when he signed with the Knicks? And you know what I got from everybody? Crickets. They didn't say anything.
Yeah.
So, in a weird way, that's worse. Right. You were being your passionate self.
Mm-hmm.
You had an opinion that I don't think was crazy at the time, which is that he is a good player. He's not a great player. By the way, I agreed with that. Yeah. I like the signing, so I don't get the this would be typical Knicks part. But the whole idea of him being good and not great, most people agreed with you.
Yeah, but he also besmirched the Knicks as well. Not only did he downplay the level of player Brunson is, then he went on to say, like, the Knicks always do stuff like
that. But at the time, though... If I'm being fair, they earned that. I mean, for 20 years, if not for the Kings and T-Wolves, they were the worst team in the NBA. I'm comfortable in saying that.
I do have great news. One of the first mentions after I tweeted out this old tweet
is Mike Biseglia.
Makes a great point. He says,
Spike Eskin.
Has nothing to do with anybody you know. It's just a random person. He said, damn, he's going to be on Awful Announcing again.
Yep.
You know what, Evan? You inspired me. I am going to go to Twitter. I am going to quote tweet it. And I am going to make fun of the Nets. You know, the
but
same
that's
team.
That's not relevant.
This has got to be.
Because you're being a jerk.
No, this has nothing to do with the Nets. This is like just honoring. I'm trying to think of a great example of this. Who else around here tweeted something? Maybe myself.
The analyst is over. Sal's video.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't know where that applies anymore. Like something that would be relevant to a big story.
Right.
Like I would do that. And I think it would be funny. And that person would probably laugh. Mm-hmm. You know, you're taking it way too seriously.
We got to get this on Freezing Cold Takes as well.
And that's fine that it is. Like, that's. Yeah. Didn't you say the other day in the believer of being the future and a generational talent? There's no bad publicity. It's all good publicity.
This is why I'm a generational talent.
It's publicity. Publicity for the fact that you were very, very wrong about Jalen Brunson.
You know what, Evan?
That's okay.
You and all the tourists from Sweden, I hope you enjoy all those Nets games at the Barclays Center this year.
Big Mac, have I brought up the Nets?
You haven't, no.
Thank you.
But, I mean, he's hung up on this coalition of Nick haters.
I'm not saying anything.
And this feels more like just a coalition of Tommy hating for a minute.
Yes.
I don't know why it's become Nick and Net. It's more of just Evan having an opportunity to rag on Tommy.
The only
which
thing.
Takes us all back. Happy reunion
That's
day.
That's right.
Happy reunion day. It feels like it at home now. We
need
Craig.
By the way, Craig wanted to come on.
Really?
I spoke to him.
Oh, wow.
Well, we texted each other.
Okay.
He is on vacation.
He is.
Okay, he is away.
Okay.
And so while it was attempted, and he was definitely considering it, he was like,
oh, man.
I'm far away.
I mean, I'm not that big. Big Mac's not that big a deal. I get
it. But the good news is, like, he'll probably come on at some point. Like to just reminisce.
But you won't
be here.
No, I won't be here.
You'll be somewhere else.
I'll be sleeping.
Oh, man. Jalen Brunson is a good player. He's not great. This would be typical Knicks. Never ends. In honor of Jalen Brunson signing this brand new extension that saves the Knicks well over $100 million. Your call's next. Plus, we break down this brand new Yankee lineup, and we'll find out if the Yankees White House press secretary, Chris McGonigal, is okay with the moves that were made today. We are live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mark it down. July 18th, Mulcahy's in Wantagh. Big event, Christmas in July, presented by Michelob Ultra. There are tons of great auction items. There are going to be live auction items. There are going to be silent auction animal items, memorabilia, concert tickets, sports tickets. I'm going to put my season tickets up for a night where we can all hang out, watch a Met game. Lugi was going to come, but I don't know if he wants to anymore. Because
he's
going to come, but I was going to wear a T-shirt with the picture of his tweet on a T-shirt. In fact.
Were you really?
Yeah, it's a done deal. I'm going to buy a bunch of them. Will you wear one, Tommy?
Your existence on this planet is so pathetic. It's not even worth even mentioning anymore, bro.
I'm in if I get the suite ticket. I'm in.
It's not a suite ticket. It's my season ticket.
Oh, I'm in if I get the invite.
This is the night Louie wants to be out there. The Knick fan, like we said, Met Yankee game, Ranger Islander game. You're going to get Knick fans there. This is it.
Yeah.
This is his night. Brunson had a big night. Louie!
In fact, give me a couple days. I will actually auction off at this great event some Jalen Brunson is a good player, not great T-shirts that everybody can wear. But it's for a great cause. It's to take me out to the Ballgame Foundation. By the way, not even joking. Going online right during this commercial.
If it comes to XXX, get me one.
You got it. I'm going to get everybody one. It's for a great cause. It's going to help to take me out to the Ballgame Foundation. Helps replenish their 7 food pantries. Every penny goes to the children and family in need. Tickets are $50. They can be purchased at MULS.com or out the door. Free food, live music, $5 Michelob Ultras. Trust me. I've been there a few years in a row. It's an awesome, awesome time on a Thursday night in July, and it's for a great cause. Christmas in July, July 18th, 6:30 at Mulcahy. Get ready for a big night of baseball if you're on your way down the I-95 corridor. Yankees-Orioles at Camden Yards. Final time they'll play there until they meet up in the American League Divisional Series, and I'm still confident we will see that in a few months. And the Mets getting set to open up a 3-game series against the Colorado Rockies. I think the Mets will get a big crowd tonight. They're red hot. They're giving away a Brandon Nimmo bobblehead. So I politely ask the Mets to make sure that they have all concession stands open so that if someone wants a pastrami sandwich, they can get a pastrami sandwich. If somebody wants...
And take half of it home.
Oh, you listen. You listen.
I listen to the show every once in a while.
That's right. It's funny. I'm taking my son to the game tonight, and whenever I take Jed, I obviously offer, do you want chicken fingers? You want lemonade? Right. You want some ice cream? But he is kind of like Dad. He's very content with the food that I bring.
Very nice.
Quesadillas, grilled cheese, some crackers.
That's all.
So we're good to go.
Yeah, okay.
But let's get to this Yankee lineup because there is a major change in this New York Yankee lineup. Mm-hmm. And my memory is going to tell me this is the first time this has happened this season. And you can confirm if I'm right. And the Yankee lineup is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. DJ LeMahieu is leading off.
Yes.
Now, we've seen that before, but I do not think we've seen that in 2024.
We have not.
First time.
First time this year.
You like it?
Yes.
You like it?
I do. There are other issues I have with the lineup, but DJ LeMahieu, as I said, we have the same plan. I want Soto, a guy I'm looking to get hot, and Judge. And because, yes, it's a big series against Baltimore, no doubt, I don't think I have an option that is somehow way better than that. And I'm looking to get him going and get him fastballs. Putting him in front of Judge and Soto is the best way to attempt to get DJ LeMahieu going. You can't hide him anywhere else. I understand it's the leadoff spot. I want to get DJ going. That's why I want Verdugo there. Against the lefty, I might have put Gleyber there. But I'm fine with DJ LeMahieu hitting leadoff. I'm trying to get him going. I don't think the season's lost. I don't think this game is the World Series. The Yankees would be better off getting DJ LeMahieu going than winning this one particular game.
This game is not the World Series. This series may not be the World Series. But if you want to win the American League East, if you still have designs on the American League East, you'd have to admit this is a very important series.
It's a very important series.
The tiebreaker is on the brink of being lost.
Correct.
Number one. Number two, you're 2 games out.
Yep.
You get swept, you're 5 games out.
Yep.
You know, so there's definitely a big swing when it comes to the standings. So I can't tell you it's all on the line. What I said earlier in the show is my confidence level is on the line. I have been a believer in the New York Yankees for a while,
right,
and it starts to get damaged every time they lose. I would look at losing this series as further damage to my confidence in the New York Yankees.
I understand that. Who has to hit first?
Who? Nobody has to.
That's
hit
what
first.
I'm like. Who there is much better suited to be the leadoff hitter? I have a problem.
Nobody.
Exactly.
I mean, because so, right now they don't have an obvious answer.
And DJ LeMay, has gotten a couple hits over the last couple games. He's starting to look a little bit better.
Let me give you the rest of the lineup, and then you can tell me what you don't like, so everybody out there can hear it. It's DJ leading off at third base. Juan Soto is in right field. Aaron Judge in center field, batting third. Ben Rice cleaning up at first base. There is a lefty on the mound for the Orioles, Cade Povich. Keep that in mind. Gleyber's batting fifth at second base. Alex Verdugo at sixth in left field. Anthony Volpe at shortstop batting seventh. Jose Trevino catching batting eighth. And Jamai Jones getting the DH duties, bats ninth. What's your issue?
Jamai Jones.
You don't want to play him?
No. I don't
even though
he's hit
lefties?
Correct. Yeah, he hasn't really hit lefties. I'm sorry. No, I've watched every game. Yeah, I mean, he hasn't hit lefties. He hasn't done anything. I mean, they brought the kid up. Play him. I don't care. It's against the lefty. We don't need Jones. DH Soto and play Cabrera. Play Oswaldo Cabrera. He's been better. Like, Jones is a nothing. Like, I understand moving DJ to leadoff because I'm trying to get DJ LeMahieu going. Jones is insignificant. Jones is gone the second I have a better option. There's no reason that he should be in this lineup. I don't care lefty-righty, and honestly, I'd rather just play Wells as well. Like, I understand that that Cole and Trevino, you know, you want to try and get Cole going. I think that's a lot of why Trevino's played over Wells, in certain situations, because you're trying to calm a Luis Gil. You're trying to get through this rotation going through a tough spot.
I don't understand you and Morash. I don't get this.
Yeah.
This is the second time now I've heard this in a couple of weeks where he went nuts.
Yeah.
You're very similar to Sean. Got a lot of similarities.
Okay.
I didn't mean that as a negative.
Not at all. I didn't take it as a negative. That's great.
But I have heard Sean Morash, so has Loogie, complain about Jamai Jones.
Yeah.
Jamai Jones!
Yeah.
Jamai Jones!
Right.
And that's your issue. Meanwhile, Jamai Jones is hitting .333 against lefties.
Yeah, I don't care.
Jamai Jones's production has been better, in a small sample size, of course, than a lot of your other options.
Yeah.
Like, the numbers don't back you up when you whine and complain about Jamai Jones. It didn't back
up
Sean.
I've seen enough of him, and he's
not
important.
It doesn't back up you.
Yeah.
Well, you want to play as Waldo Cabrera. What's he done against lefties?
Nothing.
Want to share me those numbers?
He's literally almost he's almost given up on hitting right-handed.
So then how could you complain and suggest?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a little different than the overnight, because now you're getting pushback.
Yeah, now I get
you. Now you get to make your points into
the
air.
Yeah.
Now you're getting slapped back. I'm slapping you back.
I don't need Jones to be the DH.
Jamai Jones is hitting .333 against lefties.
How many at-bats?
Let's see. 18. What does that mean? Do you have a better option? Who would you rather have out there? Did you literally say Oswaldo Cabrera? Because you know that's BS. So would you rather have out there?
I mean, at least he got
J.D. Davis, he's on the IL.
Yeah, no J.D. Davis.
You want to bring up the kid who's a left-hand hitter and say, hey, here's what you're going to get to do, your bit, in your first game.
Yes.
Face a lefty!
Yeah.
You'd be a terrible manager. You'd be fired.
Yeah, I don't think so. You got to play Jones. You don't have to play Jones. I'm just tired of looking at him.
I think you should play Jamai Jones. Why is he on the roster then?
Because he's a bench player.
I'm telling you, he's getting two hits tonight. I can feel it in my bones.
I hope so.
I can feel it in my bones.
I hope so.
Okay.
Listen, it's not that I'm like that upset about it. It's just, I'm sorry. I just can't look at it. And the DH, no less. DH Soto, and give him a break with his hand off. Like, I don't know.
So Trent Grisham could play the outfield? Will that make you feel better?
Yeah. I'd rather have Trent Grisham out there.
Wow.
I mean, it's Cade Povich.
I understand.
All right, it's not Randy Johnson out there. With his left-hand pitching.
The slander that this show has had against Jamai Jones is borderline offensive.
I'm not knocking him. He is what he is.
No, you are. You think
he is what he is.
Yeah, .330 hitter against lefties.
In 18 at-bats, I'm sorry. And one was an ambush double the last time he was up.
Doesn't count now?
No, it does, I guess. I don't need to see him. I've seen more from Cabrera. I'd rather do that. I'd rather play Wells than Trevino, and I'd rather not have Jones in the lineup. But ultimately, it is what it is.
Okay. All right. Mike is in Clifton Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I just wanted to mention something about Brunson and Tommy's tweet.
Yes.
Listen, the Knicks, they showed Brunson the love when they signed him to that $100 million contract, and no one else wanted to sign him for that much, and Brunson returned the favor. You know, so, you know, they did a good job with that. Mm-hmm. And in terms of Tommy's tweet, you know, it could be worse. I mean, at least you're not on a soapbox banging your hand saying, We need Russell Wilson for the Giants. He has to be the quarterback. So it could have been a lot worse.
Who by chance did that? I'm just curious.
I think someone with the initials CM.
Yeah. Oh. Now.
Suck it.
Now, this is a little bit of a science experiment. If you missed it about 20 minutes ago, I don't know if Tommy has ever been more upset than when I displayed and talked about his old tweet, right, kind of ripping the Knicks for signing Jalen Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
If I start reading old tweets about you loving Russell Wilson, or just reminding you of it, are you going to get angry like Lugie did?
No, I own it. I wanted Russell Wilson.
You see?
I wanted Russell Wilson to be the quarterback of the New York Giants. And honestly, I'm still not sure it's that bad of an idea considering what Jones is.
But
I'm really not.
That's a take you had about Russell Wilson, the Giants. That's one thing. Evan's motivation here is what I'm mad about. He's trying.
I do it to everybody.
Which, by the way, just real quick, me and Lugie, I'll never forget it, hosted a show filling in for you and Craig.
Right.
And the whole show is how we both wanted Russell Wilson to be the quarterback.
So that wouldn't bother you if I brought up an old Russell Wilson tweet? It's the Jalen Brunson thing that bothers you?
You are trying to tear me down as the leader and the voice of Knick fans on the station. That is your motivation.
Yeah, Tommy.
Don't Tommy.
Lugie.
Thanks. Because when you do Tommy, I know you're being sarcastic.
Oh, is that? Okay. Do you think it would, like, hurt? I'm trying to think of somebody that leads a fan base. Like, Beningo leads the Jet fan base. We all look at him as our leader, right?
Yep.
Do you think it would bother or besmirch Beningo's leadership if we showed some kind of tweet that said, like, I love Brett Favre or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, no. Like, being a fan is about being wrong.
So let me ask you this,
being
Sunshine.
A fan is about being passionate.
So then why do you keep bringing it up?
Because it gets you so angry.
Oh, is that really the reason?
If you didn't react.
So why do you put it out publicly on social media? Again, for all your minions,
because
your lackeys.
Because of this.
Because of what?
You're showing weakness. There's no doubt about it.
No, he's a schmuck. That's, and he's showing himself to be a jerk.
Both can be true. There's no doubt. He's being a jerk because you're giving it to
him.
Yeah,
you're showing a weakness.
I mean, I try and tell this to my kids all the time. Like, if you pretend you don't want the toy for 30 seconds, he'll put it down because he doesn't really want it. He wants you not to have it. And you are just giving it to him, man. Yeah, your reaction is why he's doing it.
I would never have considered making T-shirts out of this and then selling them for charity, of course, which I'm going to do.
Yeah.
We're
going
to set up a website called Lugie Was Wrong on Brunson.com. I would have never considered it if you didn't freak out and start calling me all these names. So,
including Sunshine. I like that you snuck that one in.
You like that? Yeah. So it's okay, that's Sunshine. What it's about. Because, again, we all have wrong opinions about teams that we quote-unquote love or lead. You know what I mean? So this is the one thing that bothers you. Like, do you think Sal would be bothered if there was a tweet? Like, he's a big Knick fan.
Yeah.
If I showed a tweet about him, I don't even know what. Like, he wouldn't care. He would just be like, yeah, I got that wrong. I mean, but you...
The NL East is over!
Yeah, he has gotten mad about that.
But
you know what? The Braves went at him. The only reason Sal's gotten mad at it is because his answer, and I actually agree with him on this, is like, do you guys think I cost the Mets the division?
Right, that's the difference, yeah.
And I agree with him. Like, obviously, no one with a half a brain thinks Sal cost the Mets the division.
No.
He did motivate the Braves, though.
Right, exactly. Well, just like nobody thinks, Grimace had anything to do with the Mets.
Right, we're just having fun.
Yeah, well, sure you're having fun. You literally went on TV with Mark Melusis, first of all, wearing, kindergarten shorts.
Embarrassing.
I haven't had a chance to bust you on that one. My God. I was actually, I meant to text Moose that he shouldn't have allowed you on television with those clothes on. Come on. You're sitting up there. You look like Martin Short when he played whatever that movie was where he played the little kid.
Big
Mac. You were just sitting there. You look like you were on Gallagher's couch where it was too big for you. Your feet were swinging. You were wearing like little shorts and a polo.
I give you total credit and you have every right to make fun of me. Lugie, Sean, and Tiki cannot. Because I asked them with a change of clothes, which I had.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, do you think I should change? They all said no.
Maybe they thought you were behind a desk or something and didn't know you were going to be sitting on a couch.
They walked me right into it. So I say touche to that.
Oh, my God.
But they can't make fun of me.
It looked like Figueroa was the ventriloquist and you were the dummy just sitting next to him waiting for the next act to start. Like, it was just ridiculous.
Fine, you got me. I think we're done with that whole
I think we could. Oh, no, he's not done.
No. Maybe perhaps today we're done, but we're long from over because you are the Joker. You want to see everything burn. Your goal is to watch me, the Knicks, everybody burn. You want people to turn on me.
No.
And the reason I get mad and go back at you is because I want to show the American public, the New York City Knicks fans, the greatest fans in the history of fans, that I am the leader and you're the leader of the Coalition Indicators and you're trying to drag all of us
down. But all that is true, by the way. I am the leader of the Coalition of Knick haters, no doubt. I definitely think you're the leader of Knick fans. I got no problem with that. But I think the t-shirt's funny. I mean, I think two things can be true. Like, you're still the leader.
I definitely would rock the t-shirt.
Oh, I'm going to wear it every day. I'm going to buy like seven different like versions of it. And I think I'm going to not only sell them, I think I'm just going to hand them out.
Yeah.
How much are you charging if you sell them?
I think I'm going to hand them out.
Oh, that's good for me.
I think I'm going to go to Madison Square Garden on opening night. And be like, just handing them out.
Do you think a lot of people would wear them if you just handed them out to Knicks fans opening night?
I don't think people who aren't familiar with the show would wear it because they would be like, why am I wearing a shirt about some guy hating on Jalen Brunson? But I think
again, hating. You throw the word hating out there.
But that's my point. That's why it wouldn't be worn by random Knicks fans. But I think listeners to the program, people that are fans of Tommy, I think they'd wear it. I think they wear it out of support.
I agree with that. I think it'd be great for Tommy to get the t-shirt.
I think it's the best thing for his career, and he doesn't even know it.
I couldn't agree more.
Like, he's fighting against it, but this is going to take his popularity, which is already exploding, to brand new heights.
Yeah. The future.
The future is here.
Generational talent.
So I'm publishing those shirts tonight, and they will be in next week. And, I'll start auctioning them or giving them away or doing whatever I'm going to do. Yeah. Anyhow. Oh, man.
I think he's really mad.
They can't be mad. This is going to be the best thing that's ever happened to his career.
Trying to take me down.
I love Loogie. You know what's happened over the last week?
What's that?
If there was any doubt about who I loved more, Tommy Lugauer, that fraud Sean Moresh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's a blowout.
Sure. Yeah, well, I mean, he's been with you longer.
It's not only that.
I wish you felt that way a year ago.
It's not only that.
You know what I mean?
I actually don't know what you mean.
All right, we can talk off air.
Sean did something that so annoyed me yesterday on vacation. And I'll have a conversation with him off air.
Okay.
I don't want to do it on air. But it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Talk about a guy.
It's my fatty!
Talk about a guy that doesn't get it. Anyhow, goodbye, SNY. It's been a pleasure. Baseball Night in New York is presented by Tri-State Cadillac. It's coming up next on SNY.
I miss you, SNY. See ya.
There you go.
Miss my red face.
Goodbye, SNY.
Get close.
We will see you on Monday at 2 o'clock, that's for sure. Let's get a couple more of your calls in, including Rob on Long Island. What's up, Rob? Hello, Rob.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, Rob? What's going on?
All right. I want to talk about the Yankees first. I got 2 points. I think the saddest thing that pains me as a Yankees fan is that Aaron Judge is 32 years old. And I'm already seeing the nasty comparisons to Mike Trout. And I know that's far-fetched. Because playoff-wise, you went to a lot more playoffs than Angels did, right, recently?
Clearly. I'm glad you recognize that, yes.
No, of course. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is Aaron Judge hasn't performed in the playoffs quite yet, and he's had a great regular season career. So, like, as a guy, like, Judge for me, I'm 30. Judge for me is, like, my guy for the Yankees. Like, he's the guy that we looked up to. So you just don't want to, you want to have some success. It's about time. We got Soto, the time of the strikers now. Yeah. I mean, we have to have some success.
But you know what the good news to that is, Rob, and I totally understand your point. Aaron Judge, even in a year that's now becoming disappointing to some Yankee fans, unlike Mike Trout, is going to get another bite of the apple. He's going to continue to get more opportunities in the postseason. Last year was an anomaly. It was the only time in his major league career where he didn't get a bite of said apple.
Right.
So I don't know if it's going to end well. I can't guarantee you that. I can't tell you Aaron Judge is going to become Mr. October and give you those October memories. But he's taken an at-bat, a plate appearance, 198 times in his postseason career. He's got more. And hopefully for him and for you, Rob, as a Yankee fan, he will give you those majestic moments. But there is no denying that while I wouldn't call him a postseason choker, I don't think that'd be fair, he has not performed to that level in the postseason.
No. And I mean, and you want to know why he DH'd pretty much exclusively over the last week since Stanton's gone down? It's been an opportunity to play him is because I think they feel he was exhausted at the end of 2022. I think there's a lot on his plate. He carries the team now. He's the captain, and considering he's got a toe injury, considering his history, it's to keep him off the field, keep him from patrolling center field, which is a lot of demand on his body. So I think he needs to get into a place where he's healthy and he's not exhausted at the end of the year. I hope he doesn't have another home run chase. Like, honestly, I honestly don't want it.
Well, they won't lean into it even if he does.
I don't know. You don't think so?
They won't lean in now.
You don't think it's a big deal if he breaks his own record and hits 63?
No.
No one will care?
No.
Okay.
No one will care is very strong. Right. Those are your words. I wouldn't say no one would care. Right, I would say the Yankees would not lean into it.
Yeah.
And I don't think Judge would because I think there is a greater goal. Not that there wasn't in 2022, but he's already done it.
Right.
Like, and honestly, what does hitting 65 home runs really even mean? Like, does that really mean anything anymore? It doesn't. Hitting 73, sure.
Right,
of course.
Right. I get you.
But that's not going to happen.
I get it. I thought the caller was going to go more in the terms of we're wasting the career of Aaron Judge by not winning championships.
Well,
that's really because how long is he going to be this good? Will he have other chances in the playoffs? Absolutely. How long will he be the best player in baseball?
I think the same goes for Gerrit Cole because I think you can just look around baseball and you see how aces don't last.
Right.
And even now, considering he missed the first part of the season, we're not even sure what he is moving forward.
And that's why Brian Cashman, in my mind, has to be willing to make trades he's uncomfortable with.
Yeah,
because this is the time. I understand that, you know, we all have high hopes for different players. Spencer Jones, we all think he could be the left-handed hitting Aaron Judge, same height and all that. These are the years you have to go out and try and
win
a championship.
You know what I've really enjoyed about today's show? This is where me and Loogie are going to be on the same page. We're going to be simpatico. What I've really enjoyed about today's show is every time we have not been able to go to break, it's actually been Big Mac's fault.
Oh, is it me?
And it's been the ultimate, like, role reversal from the Carton and Roberts days.
No, no doubt.
Where you would be so annoyed.
Well, you got to understand, like, you know, I have 3 minutes an hour. I do my show every day, and I just keep yapping until finally it's time for the top of the hour. Like, I am not used to having to take all these breaks, so I apologize. I'm sorry, Paulie. I apologize.
Well, this will be a very quick break, and we will come back and take some more of your calls and get you set for a big night in baseball. And the games are happening. The Mets against the Rockies at City, the Yankees down in Baltimore against the O's.